Good evening, Rav Raboisai. Mr. Shenholz yesterday asked a question. We didn't address it, and we should address it. The question was, what's the halacha? How many Yidden do you need to wait for to start Chazaras HaShatz? A very basic and important question. And we didn't really address it. How many, if you are the chazan, how many Yidden do you need to have to start Chazaras HaShatz? Your chazan, anybody going for the Amud, how many do you need? How many do you need to wait for?
Doesn't it also depend on whether it's exactly a minion or there's 30 people?
Good. Does it make a difference how big the minion is? Okay. How many?
Six.
Nine, 10, 5.5. The starting point, Rabbi Yisai, is the Shulchan Aruch. We learned in Sif Dalet, Pech Kuf Memches, a couple of days ago, Shulchan Aruch says, in Seif Dalet, in previous Simon, Kuf Chav Dalet, Kishliach Tzibu Choyzer Atfila, during Chazos Hashatz, Hakal Yeshleim Lishtoik, the community, the dominion needs to be quiet, V'lechavein LaBochis, to listen to the Bochis, V'vochis Chaz V'lal Nesomit, they need to say Amen. V'imein Tisho Mechavni Lebir Koysov, if there are no nine people, Mechavnim, listening carefully, Lebir Koysov, to the Bracha, of the chazan, koroif, klios, bekoisav, levatola. The bracha that he said are close to be a bracha levatola, bracha in vain. Lochain, hence, consequently, kol adam yatse atzmo, if a person should make himself kilo and tisho zulosoi, should pretend he's one of the, there's nobody besides him, he's not one of the nine people. Fichaven, lebirk as a chazan, he should have full concentration for the bracha of the chazan. So what does that mean? You need nine people. So the cheshbon works as follows. Really needs a minion. But since you are the one saying the bracha, so you are counting as one of them, you will need nine and not ten replying to you. You are number ten, and there's nine saying omen to you bracha. So you need nine. So consequently, yes, the halacha is you need to wait for nine people. According to this Shulchan Aruch, you'll need nine people in order to start Shmoyne Eser, Chazaras HaShatz. Excluding the chazan, that's right. Nine excluding the chazan.
Nine with the chazan.
So 1 second, hold on. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, exactly what you're saying now. You need 10 including the chazan. Let's put it that way, or nine excluding the chazan. There is a chaya adam, which is not quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. A very well-known chaya adam. But it's interesting, and it must be emphasized, it's not quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chaya Adam, one of the G'doyle HaPoiskim, which Mishnah Berurah never hesitates to mention, but over here he does mention, says that B'Shas HaTchak, which I don't know how you define Shas HaTchak, under difficult circumstances, you can have 8 plus the Chazan. So why is that? He's not really 8 plus the Chazan. He says you can add as one, you can count, one of the nine people can be a person who's still davening. One of the nine people can be a person still davening. That means that if you've got literally 8 people, one of them runs out, you can't. He just says that you can have a mispalel can be counted as one of the nine people. So halacha lemaaseh, what that means is that if you are the chazan, you need to wait for 8 to start Chazaras HaShatz. So it's 1 plus 8. Completed Shemoneh Esrei according to the Chaya Adam. I want to emphasize, the Chaya Adam himself says, Pshas Adchak. I don't know what Pshas Adchak is. Rabbi, so what's Pshas Adchak? Yeah, so what would that be?
You know, one person's going to have to leave by a certain time.
Okay, that's good. Very good. You're right. That's right. Very good. If somebody really literally needs to, you know that one person on the minion literally needs to leave on the spot, on the dot, otherwise he's going to miss the train to work, whatever. Yeah, that's a Pshas Adchak. But if it's just the convenience of waiting another 35 seconds, no, it's a Shas Adchak. But yeah, if you know somebody's really, that would be Shas Chak, what you're mentioning. So then the Mechayodim said, Shas Chak is 8 plus the Chazan. Yeah.
Where does this Indian of 6 come from?
I don't know. Really? Och Shulchan says, I don't know about that. I don't know. Yeah, it'd be interesting. I don't know. Yeah, it's worthwhile checking. Let me investigate. What does he say? Where are you? Page 35. 29. Ah, right. Interesting. Yes, very good. Very good. Thank you very much. It is quoted in the name Shish, that if there's 6, you're right. Yeah, very good. Yeah, 6. Shisha shisimut fresh mona esa yochala shatz leascha is the kaddish gam chazor su shatz. So this is. I don't know how this goes in the. Apparently, it's Reb Chaim Kanievsky's understanding in an earlier Mishnah Bura. Right, I don't know how that fits with our Mishnah Bura over here. Good, very good, thank you very much. So there seems to be an opinion saying 6. Okay, I don't know. I don't know where that comes from. I don't know. I really don't know. The Pashtos is not like that. And that's all I can say. Thank you very much for the point. Very, very good. Can you read out the Mishnah Bura Sifkot Nun Hei, Sifkot Lamed Beis? Because I haven't got it with me. It is my edition, hasn't got it. Oh, thank you very much. What do generally people do? 6? Ah, okay. Let me just. So, in the name of the Mishnah, let me just check over here. Right. Okay, I'm going to have to look into this. The Pashtos is not referring to our case at all. Have to investigate this Abraham Kanevsky a little bit. Pashtos, this has nothing to do with our with this. So I have to investigate this Abraham Kanevsky a little bit. Okay, is that really Dominic? Is that what people do? Wait for 6 people? You have seen people waiting for 6? Yeah? Okay, let me investigate that. Blineda, I'll investigate it. So they'll wait for 6 or 8?
Usually for 6, it seems to be, but the places are
waiting
for 9.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. Fine. Let me get back to you about this Blineda tomorrow. Okay. Okay. Dine Ketush Yisim Kuf Chav Hei. Ein Atzibu Oymrim Mashliach Tzibu Nakdishoch. We're now going to Dine Ketush and Shulchan Aruch says that Tzibu does not say the first sentence of Ketush saying Nakdishoch. Hello, only Shoyskin, they are quiet. We know, there's an introductory posuk before you say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. This introductory posuk, depending on your minik, Shulchan Aruch says, Nakdishoch. He says, Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Nakdishoch, the introductory sentence. That is only said by the Chazan. You only say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. I'm repeating the words of Shulchan Aruch. Hey, not Tzibo, Omrim, Ima Shleach Tzibo, Nakdishach. The Tzibo, he's not saying, with the Shleach Tzibo, the word Nakdishach, Ela, only Shoiskin, they're quiet. Homen Chavni, Lema Shleach Tzibo, Oime. They listen carefully to the words of the Shleach Tzibo. Had, until Shemagil Ektusha, until he reached the word of the actual Ktusha, which is, of course, the words, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. For us, Oni Matzibo, Kaddish. And that's when the Tzibo is going to say Kaddish. Is that a minik? It's not. Anybody with Svadish a minik? Hanshi Svad? Well, it sounds like this is the minik of Svad, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Sivkot and Aleph, excuse me, Sivkot and Beis. V'yesh mekilin, some are makel and lenient that you can say with the shliach tzibu. Peshabes oimrim v'aminik. Excuse me, I skipped the line. V'aminik anochen k'mo yishkos v'shulchanoch. The right minik is like v'shulchanoch that you do not say the word introductory pasuk. Kim imoinim shulcha achoinim v'chenu agagro. Mikol mokoim. Nevertheless, ha'aminik biomenu. The minik nowadays she'oimrim that we say hakol gam ken kadesh. The minik is that we do say the introductory pasuk. That is the minik. Although v'shulchanoch says you shouldn't say. Tachoinim say you shouldn't say. The Vilna Gaon says you shouldn't say. But the minik is that we do say. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Save base. Toiv lechaven raglov. You should have your legs. It is proper. It is right to have your legs joined together. Besha at a time. Shoyim kedusha mashliach tzibu. To have the legs together during kedusha. That's it's right. To, it's right and proper to do so. Him mashliach tzibu with shliach tzibu. V'yesh liso einayim lemorim. He says the Ramah. You should have your eyes going up during kedusha. Go up, face up. Your eyes face up during kedusha. Similarly, you should shake your body a little bit, you should raise a little bit from the ground. So again, what you should do is, you should have your legs together, you should lift up your eyes to the heaven, to Shemaim, and you should shake your feet, your body a little bit, and raise yourself a little bit from the ground. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Dalit. Lechavin Raglov, Kmoshkos of Sim Tzadihei. Vertoich Lechavin Beyoisa, Bekdusha. You should have great kavona during Kdusha. Lekadesh Hashemim, to sanctify Hashem Yisboach. Who vizchuz ze, and with that merit, Yashre all of Hashem Yisboach Kdusha Lemalo. Hashem will make his Kdusha dwell in this world. Veichavin Lekaim Aposuk, and you should have intention to the Posuk. I should become sanctified and heilig amongst Klal Yisrael. V'ari and the heilig Arizal, Hoyemazi Moed Alze, used to be very, used to tell people to be careful about this. Yeah. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot. Hey, yesh li so. Ki kosu b'shem seif ha'echolos. The seif ha'echolos says as follows. Zeleshoni. Bruchim atem la'ashem shemaim v'yudim ekovo. You're all gebenched to Hashem. Im toimru v'tagidu lebonai. If you tell my sons, ma'ashani oise, do you know what I do, says Hashem. Do you know, Hashem says, do you know what I do? When yidan, makdishim, v'oimrim, kodesh, kodesh, koshet. Hashem says, do you know what I do? Hashem says, do you know what I do when yidan say kodesh, kodesh, kodesh? And your eyes should be facing up, leveis tfilosom. They should be facing up to the base tefillah, to the top of the shul. For noisim atzmo lemalon, they should raise themselves spiritually higher up. Ki elia no ba'olam, I have no greater enjoyment. Ke'oi sa shah, like this hour. She'neim nesuois be'enei uve'enei be'eneihem. There is no greater enjoyment to Hashem. When I, listen to these words, when I look at them and they look at me, during kedusha. At that time, ani oiches bekisse kvoidi, I hold the kisse, I oiches bekisse kvoidi, whilst I am in my kiss, my throne, I hold Tumus Yaakov, I hold the picture, the Tumus, the Tumus, the Pardon? The image, very good. Of Yaakov Avinu, Omechapko Menashko, and I hug it and I kiss it. Humaskis Chosom, Umemai Gulosom. I remember their merit, Umemai Gulosom, and I speed up and I hurry their Gula, the redemption. Unbelievable, no? Just the words, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. One of the greatest. To look up, I don't know the point of looking up. Must be a. The Sef Chassidim writes in one place, and that's why this Mishnah is a great Chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Sef Chassidim writes in one place, and I think it's mentioned somewhere in Mishnah Berurah, but the Sef Chassidim mentions that a person who lifts up his hands during davening and he looks up to Shemaim, Sef Chassidim says, the Malachim, they make fun of it. The Malachim make fun of it. We learned it, right? We learned it, yeah. Mishnah Berurah mentioned it. Sef Chassidim, Malachim make fun of it. Malachim make fun of it. So here, it seems to be an exception. When it comes to Kodesh, 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 although it doesn't say anything about the arms, but it says that looking up, there's an inner of looking up. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings over here. It's quite rare that Mishnah Berurah brings Sefer Cholos. That's what he says. Now, what's interesting as well, is that, does he say how often... maybe we should wait a second to the next Mishnah Berurah. Let's wait a minute, because please note, if the Mishnah Berurah mentions how many times you should raise yourself when you say Kodesh, what's normally the minhag?
Three
times. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says on that. Sivkot and Vav, Hainayim, your eyes, your eyes should be closed whilst looking up, Havaloi b'nayim psuchos, but not with open eyes. Chenkos of Taz, the Taz says so. Havarhabi achonim cholkin al tzeh, v'posik mokin avon gimokin v'yosom. Other achonim disagree, and they hold, actually, you can have your eyes open as well when you say Kodesh, 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 and you're looking up. So with the Pashas is to have the eyes closed. If you want to have the eyes open, you can do that as well. So if cotton sand, mechim and anim, you shake your body a little bit. Hashlor kasa, hashlor right. She kabola biyodoi. I have a kabola, says the shlor. I have a tradition. She yorim gufoi, you should lift your body. Ve'akev when you healed. Lemalo. Pe'boruch, ve'yimloich, k'moi be'kodosh. He said, I have a mesoira that you should lift up your body for boruch, and Yimloich, just like by Kodosh. That's what the Shlach Kodosh says. Is that the minhag generally? Yeah. It is. By Yimloich, you lift. And by Boruch as well. Sivkot and Ches, Menoisi Moisik, Kik Isop, and Chum and Pashas Tzad. Hu Vishtaim, Yoifev, Mikan Tekno Lo'of, Al Raglov, you should lift up, in a way, like, off means just to fly. Al Raglov, on your feet, Beshosh Oim Kodosh. The time you say Kodesh. For the like of Islam, Shidolgim, the Kofsim, certainly not. No jumping, certainly not. But he said, actually, the Minik is justified in some Achoinim to actually jump up. Ever seen anybody jumping? Kodesh, 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 jumping up. So the Eli, so the the Eli Rabbe justifies the Minik. Who Minik Israel Toiroi, and the Minik Israel is always to, there might be something to the minik. Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Mokim She'ena Minik, where there's no minik of jumping. Pshitish and Lazarus Kane, it's obvious that you don't start jumping. Ki Yovel is loyal to the Yetzis Chobe. Some people are going to start making fun and you're going to lose out more than you're gaining. Now, what, so again, how many times do you have lift up your feet?
Three times for Kadosh, 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 one for Baruch.
Three times, three, one, one. Does anybody agree to that? Is that what the Mishnah Berurah says? Pardon? Is that what the Mishnah Berurah says? He says, once. And then more than that, he says that you should do like by Boruch and Yimloich, like by Kodosh. Yeah, but if you should do it by Boruch and Yimloich, you should do it like Kodosh. You should do one on each. He doesn't say anyway you should do it three times. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anyway. Shluchanoch, Ramo. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anyway you should do it three times. Doesn't say it. Three times or once? Don't know. Rabbi,
Shin means kadosh as in the string of words. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. You mentioned before.
Kadosh, it doesn't. I'm saying 2 points. I'm saying first of all, it doesn't mention anywhere about three. Point number one. Besides that, I'm saying that if he says you should, he says you do it in the name of the Shlo in Sifkot and Zayin. Kabbalah biyodish yorim gufu ve'akevo ilemalo beboruch v'yimloich k'moit mekodosh. You should do by boruch and yimloich like by kodosh. So like by kodosh it's only once. Surely by yimloich and boruch should also only be once.
In Sif Hei, in Sifkot and Hei.
Yeah. You should do it. Yeah, when you say Kodesh, 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 yes. He doesn't say it three times. He doesn't say it. Now, I know, I'm aware that the Kav HaChaim says you should do it three times, but I don't think Mishnah Berurah says it. Now, what about the Kor Zeh El Zeh Ve'Omar? What do you do then?
Go left and then right.
Left and right. Does the Mishnah Berurah say that? Doesn't seem to. Shmuel doesn't say it. So whilst this is quite a common practice, you've seen people doing it. Because zeh el zeh v'yoma makes sense. Zeh el zeh. But there's no makoy for it. No makoy for it. He also points out the name of Chaim Kanevsky was asked, what's the makoy for it? Chaim Kanevsky says, I don't know any makoy for it. So I don't know where it comes from. It must come from somewhere, but I don't know where from. Okay, continues the Ramah. Ein ledaber b'emtzo haKedusha. Now that's a strange statement in the Ramah. Ve'ein ledaber, you should not speak b'emtzo haKedusha in the middle of Kedusha. Now what's really strange about that?
You should start
the whole Shemoneh Esrei, Chazal Shatzi mustn't talk. What does that mean? Don't talk in Kedusha. Of course you don't talk in Kedusha. You can't talk during any Chazal Shatzi, any part of Chazal Shatzi.
Maybe even somebody else who's not there.
Oh, very close. So I saw an explanation that it's talking about somebody that if it's not your Chazal Shashat, if the Chazal you just happen to listen to, okay, you've davened already, you've heard your Chazal Shashat already, and now you happen to be the Mezmedrash, so you would be allowed to talk during Chazal Shashat. But if there's a Kedusha, you mustn't talk. That may be Pshat and Ramah. What do you think about it? Could be Pshat? Could be pshat. You're not very happy. Bit schwach. Can you think of
another word in
Yeah. I hear. I agree that the answer is a lot weaker than the question. The question is a lot stronger than the answer.
Maybe it means before with the rest of Chazal Shashat, you shouldn't talk. He could technically still be
Yotze Chazal
Shashat.
Very good. So he's not Yotze. Very good. I saw that pshat as well. Very good. So that's a very good pshat. So Mr. Shalom suggests that whilst it is true you're never meant to talk, but what happens if you did talk in the middle of Chazal Shashat? In the middle of Raman Shini Malte Sikva, you did talk. You're still Yotze Chazal Shashat. You didn't have Eire, but you fulfilled your obligation of Chazal Shashat. However, if you talked during Kedusha, you're actually not Yotze, you're mitzvah of Kedusha, and you'd have to listen to another Kedusha. So that may be Pshat. I hear loud and clear what you're saying, but I don't know if there's any mashmos in Ramah to say what you're saying. Ein ledaber b'emtzo haKedusha doesn't say you're not Yotze. Yeah, but I hear. Mi shama say the Kedusha vo lebeis haKnesset v'motzo tzibur in Kedusha, choyze vo inei mohem. The Ramah finishes off and says, if you said already say the Kedusha, and you are going into the Beis HaKnesses, and you saw the Tzibur is saying Kedusha, you should say Kedusha with them. Okay, let's maybe start with Kuf Chavov Sif Aleph. Shliach Tzibur. Shetah v'dilek achz mekol habochus. A Shliach Tzibur who made a mistake. And he skipped one of the brochas, one of the 18, or rather, 19 brochas. He skipped one of them. Which one is the longest? Baruch Aleinu, Malchinim, which one is? He skipped it. Okay? When you point it out to him, he knows how to go back to his place. You don't remove him from his job. You forgot Baruch Aleinu? Okay, fine. Okay, so we point it out to him. he can still be chazan. He can keep his job. Havol, however, im dilek birkas al hamalchinim. But if he skipped the bracha of hamalchinim, mesalkin oso, we sack him, we fire him out, out, off you go. Miad, immediately. Shema apikoyrus, or maybe it's an apikoyrus. And if he started, he made a mistake, and mesalkin oso, we don't remove him. So there's an intrinsic difference between the Valachinim, which is the 19th bracha, as we know, and the other 18 brachas. All the 18 brachas, if he forgot Estemach David, it's quite bad. If he forgot Borech Aleinu, well, you know, so that's bad as well. But he can still remain within his job. He can fulfill. He can still be a chazan. A person, however, who skipped Vela Malchini Malti Sikva sounds, it's very, very dodgy. Why skipping Vela Malchini Malti Sikva? There's something really dodgy over here. That's the bracha you're skipping. Or maybe it's an apikoyrus. So we have to remove him from his job until proven is guilty, until proven innocent. Because if that's the one you're skipping, there's something really fishy going on over here. Yeah. He does. Yes. No. Won't. He won't. Yeah. Okay. So, let's just recap what we covered tonight. We learned about Kedusha. We learned the Shulchan Aruch says you don't say the introductory Pasuk. You only join when you say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. The Mishnah Berurah said that's not the minig. A person should have his legs together during Kedusha. A person should have his eyes up but closed during Kedusha. We learned that it's a magnificent chos to say a Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. The Mishnah Berurah goes to town and says what a gewaldige thing it is. We learned also that a person should raise himself during Kodesh, 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 during Kodesh. And a person should also, Mishnah Berurah says, raise himself during Boruch and Yimloich. The same way he raised himself for Kodesh. The Mishnah Berurah also says that when the person should not talk during Kedusha, the Rama also says that the Mishnah Berurah says that and we pointed out that there's no koil to face various directions when one says koro zeh el zeh ve'omar. More to follow tomorrow in Yetzer Hashem.